FM, ABC Central Victoria. Good to have your company wherever you're listening across central and northern Victoria into southern New South Wales. We're talking Christmas and what your plans are, very uncertain times this year, of course. And well, everyone's pleased for Woz from Kennington, who is this year spending Christmas with someone he loves for the first time in a while. His new partner's Christmas obsessed and he's already got the tree up. Woz, I want to tell you that Brendan from Neilborough is also very happy for you, but also says that the Christmas festive period is going to be a good test for your new relationship. Keep cool heads, and he's wishing you the best. Well, yes, it can be a testing time. It can be a joyous time. It can be many things to many people, but we do have to plan for the day. It's only 36 days away. But this uncertainty creating even more anxiety. If you still don't know what you're doing for Christmas, give me a bell, 1300 813 911. Melissa Ferrari is a psychotherapist and works with people on a daily basis about their issues. I wonder if this has been raised a bit with her. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Fiona. Thanks for having me on.
As we fast approach Christmas, people usually have plans set in stone by now. Is that uncertainty, are you hearing, is hard to deal with?
It's really interesting because it's only just starting to creep in a little bit, those discussions, but it does seem that people have suddenly gone, oh boy, Christmas is here soon, and usually people are preparing a whole lot earlier than this, and I think it's because there's just been so much going on that some people haven't even thought about Christmas this year, and I think for this year it is going to be very, very tough on many.
Well, that's the thing. It's only, 36 days away, and we still don't even know if we'll be able to get together if we've got friends and family in South Australia. James was telling us earlier his parents are going to Queensland. Now, that border, which they're able to because they live in regional New South Wales, but the border hasn't opened to Victoria yet, so he doesn't know if he'll be able to go. So there's all of that on top of your usual Christmas stresses.
Oh, absolutely. People, you know, like many people have all year, are going to miss out on seeing their loved ones and experiencing that connection, particularly after such a horrible year that this has been for so many. And so it is really going to cause a lot of stress. It's going to cause for some, you know, that feeling of exclusion and not being included. And it's just not going to be that normal kind of time. And so I really do think that it's a time for people to really consider just how difficult this year has been, and that we do have to ramp up and get prepared for Christmas. And so there's a whole lot of kindness and compassion and understanding that we've all got to bring in.
How might we best manage the uncertainty?
Well, we actually, as a human race, we don't deal well with uncertainty because for most of us, some more than others, it is important to have some structure and kind of know where we're heading. For many, if there isn't that structure in place, it can become quite a depressing kind of time. So I think being able to have that fluidity in yourself to be able to, you know, make your plans, but also know that this is a time, like we've all learnt this year, is to be aware that things could change suddenly, and that is very, very stressful. And so being able to know what soothes you, what does help you still feel that sense of connection, using, you know, electronic devices and the world of technology that we have today to still feel connected, and everyone be compassionate for that person that maybe hasn't been able to have a Christmas that is normal or like a Christmas in the past, and give them that extra thought. I think it's a time of naturally people go into thinking about themselves because that's kind of what survival is like. But putting in some effort to remembering that others are really, really suffering.
Yeah. What about if you're the one that is spending Christmas on your own because it's too hard to organise anything, or you simply can't get into the state you want to go to? What are the best ways of dealing with that?
Well, most years there are those local organisations that run things where you can go and help, maybe serve Christmas lunch, or you can even attend the Christmas lunch. So places like Salvation Army, you can do things like that if you really, really want to still feel that Christmas feeling and have that sense of connection. But I also think, you know, we find it hard sometimes to tolerate these level of negative experiences, and so I think being able to really, you know, feel it a little bit, you know, it's not always a joyous time for Christmas. In fact, for many it's not, because of the experience of loss. So I think honour that loss for yourself, and maybe if you need to have a cry, you know, ignoring the fact that we're feeling this way is often not useful, and it can add to stress. And when we're really stressed, you know, when stress goes up, our ability to communicate goes down. So it's important to remember that as well, that somebody who is really stressed and feeling isolated may not always be able to communicate to their loved ones or others just how difficult it is. So it really is a time for really, really proper self-care. And I'm not just talking self-care of, you know, bubble baths and a glass of champagne. It's kind of real self-care of recognizing that this is tough, and it is a big stress load on your whole system and your brain.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Melissa. Some food for thought there.
Wonderful. Thanks, Fiona.
That's Melissa Ferrari, psychotherapist on ABC Central Vic. It is 14.